Go ahead now. Find yourself a comfortable spot. This recording is designed to be listened to while laying on a bed or sitting in a comfortable chair somewhere where you won't be disturbed. So go ahead and find that comfortable spot and take a moment to wiggle down in that comfortable spot, making yourself comfortable and relaxed. That's right. And in a moment, we're going to take some nice, deep breaths. We're going to hold the breath at the top for a couple of seconds and then release the breath slowly. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath in. Hold that breath for a couple of seconds. Then release the breath slowly. That's right. And again, holding the breath at the top and releasing that breath slowly. And as you breathe out, you may start to notice how the body sinks down into that breath. And as you breathe in, you may start to notice how the lungs expand and the diaphragm moves. That's right. And you may start to notice feelings and sensations around the body. As the mind and the body start to slow down, and any thoughts of the day that drift in, we'll just let those thoughts drift on out as quickly as they came. And the subconscious mind can go ahead and keep drifting those thoughts out and away. That's right. Now I want the subconscious mind to search out any stiffness, any soreness, any tension, and just dissolve that away like butter in a pan. And the subconscious mind can keep searching out that stiffness and soreness and keep resolving it and dissolving it. That's right. And how's those deep breaths going? Notice how the mind and the body have already started to slow, and we've only just begun. Now, I don't want you to go into hypnosis too fast or too slow. Just the right amount of time for you. And I want you to focus now. Focus all that attention on those feet. Those feet work so hard for you every day, taking you everywhere you want to go. Those feet too deserve to relax. So go ahead in your mind. Tell those feet to relax. Give those feet a command to relax. That's right. Now I'm not sure whether you'll notice it in your left or your right foot. As they start to relax that wonderful sensation. You know that feeling. Focus your attention on that feeling and let it spread up one of those legs. Some feel a lightness, some feel a heaviness. Others feel a tingling sensation. Whatever it is that you're feeling right now is a sign that hypnosis is starting to take place. And you can allow that wonderful feeling to spread up that leg and down into the other leg. So all the muscles and the tendons can go loose, limp, and slack. Just like the legs on a rag doll. That's right. Searching out that wonderful feeling now. As it spreads up the body, up into the shoulders, and every muscle one by one like dominoes is going loose and limp and slack. As you allow that wonderful feeling to spread down those arms, feeling it spread down those arms into the fingertips, rolling around back up to the shoulders and into the neck, spreading up over the face as that jaw relaxes, goes limp and slack as you decide to now let go even further. As you feel that wonderful feeling spreading up the face into the eyes, in around the eyes, all those tiny little muscles around the eyes, you can feel the eyelids going loose, so heavy now. That's right. And if you have your eyes open, you can close them, and if they're closed, you feel no need now to open them anymore. As that relaxation spreads up over the head, you can feel yourself slipping further and further into that wonderful feeling. As you feel that wonderful relaxation wash over you, rolling down the mind and the body like a wave, down to the tips of the toes, rolling back up to the top of the head, feeling wonderfully relaxed. And there's a part of you that is just so curious on just how deeply relaxed you can feel. Because the more you relax, the more benefits you'll get from that relaxation. That's right. Now I want you to use that wonderful imagination of yours. You were born with a very powerful imagination. I want you to imagine yourself walking down a path. This path can be made out of anything you want it to be made out of, but just get a sense or a feeling of walking down a path. The path is calming and relaxing, and you take a moment to look around and admire what is around you. That's right. Really taking notice of everything along this path. And the further and further along this path you walk, the more relaxed you feel, the more calm, the more peaceful. And as you look down to the end of the path, you can't quite see where it goes, but you're curious. Curious at what's at the other end. This path feels like the right path. The safe path, calming and relaxing as you start to float down this path. You may start to notice the feelings and sensations around the body as it drifts deeply, deeply into relaxation. And you find yourself floating along that path. And the more you float along that path, the more deeply relaxed you feel. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number, you feel more deeply relaxed than the number before. And when I get to 0, that's your sign. That's your sign to completely let go. The sign when you say to yourself in your mind, it's time to let go. That's right. 5. Feeling yourself drift a little further. 4. Feeling so much more calm now. 3. Any outside sounds that you may hear is just life going on around you. Just allow those sounds to drift in and out and refocus on my voice. And in fact, with each and every sound, you slip into deeper relaxation. That's right. 3. Drifting down further and further. 2. Letting go just that little bit more. 1. 3 times more deeply relaxed than the number before. And 0. That's right. Tell your mind now. Let go. That's right. Feeling so completely and deeply relaxed right now. Such a wonderful feeling. An enjoyable feeling that you can feel whenever you want. Just taking yourself back down this path. And take a moment to enjoy this wonderful, relaxing feeling. You are now feeling very comfortable and very relaxed, and your mind is open and receptive to suggestions that I give you. As you listen carefully to the sound of my voice, allowing the words to sink deep down into your subconscious mind, you begin to feel even more comfortable and relaxed. And you're realizing, not for the first time, because this idea has already formulated in your mind, but more emphatically and firmly realizing that your life has been revolving around sugar too much lately. And it's time to beat that old craving for sugar once and for all. You realize that you can get all the natural sugars that your body requires through eating fresh fruit and certain vegetables. And you don't need any excess sugar. In fact, now that this realization is truly yours, you find that you lose your taste and you lose your desire for all sweet foods and sweet drinks. Artificially sweetened foods and sweet drinks are like a poison to your system, as the sugar converts to fat in your body, forming eventual hardening of the arteries, rotting your teeth, and much more. Your mind and body rejects all sweet foods and sweet drinks from now on. From now on, you also enjoy only fresh, natural food and drinks. The sugar in sweet foods and sweet drinks now becomes really noticeable to you, and you can imagine that sugar mixed with water or some other fluid to bind it together, sticking to you, to your skin, to your fingers, and the inside of your body. You really don't like that feeling. You just want to take a glass of fresh, clean, pure, vibrant water and flush it away. Imagine, if you will, that you have been persuaded to put a sweet or a chocolate or some other sweet thing in your mouth. Just taste that sickly sweetness there in your mouth, and it tastes 10 times more sweet and 10 times more sickly than ever before. You just want to get rid of that sweet, sticky, sickly taste right now. You wonder how you could have ever enjoyed such an unpleasant feeling as this. You are determined to get rid of that taste, and you do. You take a glass of fresh, clean, pure, vibrant water and bring it to your lips. As you really enjoy this new, fresh taste, it makes you feel clean and fresh. It refreshes you and makes you feel good. And you're feeling really good right now, because you know that sweets are the thing of the past. Some parents give sweets to children to pacify them or to keep them quiet or as a reward, rather than meeting their real needs. If this happened to you, you recognize that now, realizing that now you are a mature adult with the capacity to express your needs clearly. Sweets no longer serve any purpose in your life. Your life is already sweet enough. You are a mature adult with a mind and a will of your own. You've had enough of being a slave to the sugar freak controller. You now say no to all sweet foods and sweet drinks. You now say no, and you mean no. You now rebel against sugar. Sugar reminds you of unpleasant things from your past, and from now on, you're happy. Happy to live in the present. You really begin to enjoy life so much more, because you know that you are in control. You are in control of your mind, your body, and your health. And you love it. You love this feeling of being in control. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger each day, each and every day. You say no to sugar and no to all sweets. No to all sweet food and no to all sweet drinks, because you don't need them. You don't want them. You won't have them. Not because I say so, because you have decided right now. That's right. And it might not be today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, but you're going to see a flash of colour at the corner of your eye. And when you see that flash of colour at the corner of your eye, you'll start to notice all the healthy and fresh, vibrant foods around. You're drawn to the healthy, vibrant food, the wonderful colours of fresh fruit and vegetables stand out brighter, and you become more curious about healthy food. and what healthy food can give you energy. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind right now, and they grow stronger and stronger each day. Now I want you to use that wonderful, powerful imagination of yours. And I want you to imagine yourself sometime in the future, at a time would you normally eat sweet foods, sweet drinks? That's right. Notice how you're doing things differently now. Notice how you're screwing up your face at the sweet food or the sweet drink. It's really not something you like. You find yourself telling yourself, oh, I don't like that. And notice how you're drinking pure